from KQED.
Crescent City is famous for its vulnerability to tsunamis, but this one was big enough to do serious damage all the way south to Santa Cruz. Peter John Schuler has that story.
For some in Santa Cruz, the tsunami and evacuation were devastating. For others, they were a blip. Mark Lipton with the Santa Cruz Boardwalk says much of the city's tourism industry got off lightly. Even though many coastal businesses were shut down for the day, Lipton notes it was a weekday during off-season.
If the effect for us was much less than if we had a rainy day in June.
But the picture is very different. Less than a mile away at the Santa Cruz Harbor, which has been shut down indefinitely until the Coast Guard and harbor officials conclude it's safe. Santa Cruz County officials say state and federal funds will pay for much of the cleanup and restoration of the harbor, but it may not be so clear for some of the people at the harbor. Leo Morelli owns Leo's Sport Fishing. He lost 3 boats, 4 jet skis, and 2 floating docks, worth about $80,000. He's not sure if insurance will fully cover replacement.
My season's right around the corner, and I'm done. There'll be no season for me this year.
County officials will be talking to FEMA representatives today, asking for federal disaster funds. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler in Santa Cruz.